On the other side, there's a bill that's being proposed in the House of Commons. It's a private member's bill, government backbencher. But it may impact the fishing industry. And in fact, not just the industry, but if you dip a line in the water and pull out a fish, well, there's some people who think that that might turn you into a criminal, this bill. I'm going to explain. We're going to hear from the Canadian sports fishing industry on the other side.
Jeff Currier is on 680 CJOB.
Well, a lot of people like to fish in this town and in this province. And so you should. Fishing's a great thing to do.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby, going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, will catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too.
Well, you might not be able to go fishing. At least that's according to some people who are in the fishing business. People who do a lot of recreation fishing and sport fishing is what we call it. Phil Morlock is the chair of Government Affairs Committee for the Canadian Sports Fishing Association and joins us today Phil, I'm not even sure where we caught up with you today. I think you're in Ottawa today, are you not?
I am in Ottawa today, Jeff. Right. Just here for a couple of days, actually.
Okay, well, here's the story. And this is, it's something that kind of pops up every couple of years. But there's a private member's bill which has been introduced in the Commons. It's called Bill C-246. And it's kind of an animal cruelty prevention bill on the surface. But one of the things that it says is that everyone commits an offense who willfully or recklessly kills an animal or, being the owner, permits an animal to be killed brutally or viciously regardless of whether the animal dies immediately. All right. Brutally or viciously is something that's kind of like obscenity, right? We all know it when we see it. But as someone in the fishing business, you think that there's a hidden agenda going on here?
I think very much there's a hidden agenda going on, Jeff. You know, the terms brutally, viciously are not defined in the legislation, nor have they been in the seven previous iterations of the very same legislation that have been introduced ever since 1999. And they're supported by a number of animal rights groups, International Fund for Animal Welfare of East Coast Seal Hunt fame. They're also involved in attempting to block the Ontario Spring Bear Hunt several years ago. The Humane Societies, very well known for their opposition to any kind of traditional use of animals. And also the Animal Alliance of Canada. They've also made it very clear that they are opposed to fishing and hunting and agricultural use of animals. They're the people supporting the bill. And I think every previous example of the very same wording in prior legislation, plus the history of the people that are behind it, is a pretty clear indication that there's far more to this than meets the eye.
Whenever a bill is drafted, any kind of a law, it's drafted with, the language is deliberately ambiguous to give judges some flexibility in rulings. Is it your real belief that this bill is designed to stop recreational fishing?
I think it's far more than that. There's a legal analysis that MP Robert Sopuck from Manitoba put out just a couple days ago, and he did it in close cooperation with the Canadian legal community, and it literally takes the bill apart line by line and explains what the actual implications of the bill are. It's posted on Keep Canada Fishing website, which is something that the sport fishing industry has as a website. And I know in speaking to MPs in Ottawa in the last couple of days, there's a very high level of concern, actually from the Liberal side of the aisle and the Conservative side, from MPs that have agricultural constituencies, that have commercial fishing, certainly from the folks on the East Coast with the seal hunt that have experienced these threats for decades now, as well as people that are strong supporters of fishing, hunting, and trapping. I can say the fur industry is very concerned with this, as they have been with past legislation also.
What are the MPs that you've spoken to telling you?
Well, they're taking a look at this. Many who have been in the House of Commons for an extended period remember all the previous legislation that actually did pass one time in the House of Commons, only to be blocked by the Senate at the time. But all of the previous examples of the legislation, I think there's seven times it's been attempted to be introduced, have all had the very same wording about Section 182. And it's an attempt to change the legally accepted definition of humane killing, which is if the animal dies immediately. I think most people would agree that if an animal dies immediately, you catch a walleye and whack it on the head with a fish bonker to take it home for dinner and you kill the fish immediately, and then the animal hasn't suffered. This law would change that definition.
It would also, you know, again, it's willfully, or of course, you know, willfully, obviously, that's any farm animal, any animal that's killed for human consumption, including fish, or recklessly kills an animal, brutally or viciously. And again, there's where the ambiguity comes in. Now, there are some people who think that any killing of any animal is brutal and vicious. So that's what your concern comes in, that sooner or later there's going to be somebody sitting in a black robe on a bench who shares that view.
Well, that could be argued, certainly, from the proponents of this kind of legislation that would certainly advance that. You know, the other problem we see with it, Jeff, is that if it was passed, it would be a great deterrent for people to take their kids fishing or for people to go hunting or trapping, because if you're going to face a federal criminal charge with up to 5 years in jail, and I think it's up to $10,000 in fine, that's a pretty serious threat to people that would otherwise be going fishing or hunting and not be worried about being charged. Because humane societies have made it very clear that they intend to pursue this. And in Canada, they can lay a private prosecution as a charge against someone. And given the history, I think that's a very real possibility. I think it's pretty unequivocal that that's where they intend this to go.
Yeah, you know, Phil, that most of the people listening to this are going to say, this is crazy. It's never going to get to that. They're never going to stop us from catching a fish for dinner.
Well, the fact that it did pass the House of Commons once before, I think, would indicate that it is a very serious threat. And many times, as we've seen in the past, and this example is no different, these bills are brought forward under the auspices of protecting puppies and cats from abuse, or in this case, from protecting sharks from shark finning, things that any reasonable person would oppose. And certainly those of us in the fishing business would oppose it as well. But the devil's in the details. If this was only about shark finning and protecting puppies, then it should say that. But it doesn't. It goes far beyond that. And I notice the information that has been put out from the proponents of the bill never mentions the Section 182 that tries to change the definition of humane killing. And the animal rights people have for years portrayed the outdoor heritage sports of fishing, hunting, trapping as being brutal and vicious. So to your point a moment ago, yes, I think that would be argued in front of a court, and you never know what a court is going to decide. And if the argument was made, someone could literally face jail time for having taken a fish home for dinner, for shooting a duck, or from farming and commercial fishing. They're at great risk from this. And in the past, when these same types of legislation have come forward, the entire animal use community has been opposed to it. Agriculture, commercial fishing, medical research using animals, they have all spoken up against this kind of legislation, but it keeps coming back around again and again and again.
Phil Morlock, we'll stay on top of this. Thanks for doing this today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Phil Morlock is chair of Government Affairs Committee for the Canadian Sports Fishing Association. We caught up with him today in Ottawa.